Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation. Hey, what's going on, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation.
Hey!
Happy Friday to you, and especially you. Now we gotta show some crew love to our people out there in LA. Heidi and Frank, what's going on?
Hello, happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Now we're gonna have some friends here with us, and we're gonna make it a completely different world because Jasmine Guy is gonna be hanging out with us in the studio.
Yeah. I love her.
I've always had a crush on her.
Different world.
Yup. Plus, Tyrese posted a new video, and this time it's just awkward. And not cray-cray.
We'll take it.
But first, yesterday we gave you a snippet from Jay-Z's New York Times interview, but there was so much he covered, so we had to bring it back for another day. Now, his album 444 is very emotional, and Dean Baquet pointed out Jay-Z was in a lot of pain while he's recording it, even though life was good. Check it up.
I did listen to a song called Song Cry, and the idea of the hook, never seen it coming down my eyes, but I got to make the song cry. It tells you right there what I was hiding. And the strongest thing a man can do is cry, to expose your feelings, to be vulnerable in front of the world. That's real strength. You know, you feel like you got to be this guarded person. It's not real. It's fake.
I kind of agree with Jay-Z on that one.
What?
You know, it does take a lot of strength for a man to peel back those layers, be able to be vulnerable and cry because, you know, people always misconstrue being a man and be tough, don't cry, man
right.
up. You know, but sometimes, like, you know, you got to, like, you know, expose that raw nerve.
Yeah, being vulnerable is, it can be very sexy. It can show a lot of strength. Like,
I think there's a fine line between sexy and just a blubbering idiot.
Well, you can't, like,
what?
You know, you can just be like those quiet,
don't
like,
do that.
The tears.
See, the last time I cried, it was at Thanksgiving dinner when I was giving the prayer.
Really? What made you cry?
Wait, the Holy Ghost jumped into your face?
I got the Holy Ghost. I was like, Morticia, what'd you do to your hair? No.
Hallelujah.
I don't know. I just couldn't get it out. I think I'm just so thankful so much for everybody that I have in my life that I just couldn't stop it.
Did my name come up at all?
I just started crying and I said, amen.
Aww, look at God. Frank, you're a wuss. Who knew?
Baby, Miss Halle Berry is living the life, honey, while vacationing in French Polynesia.
Yes, Halle.
Baby, Miss Berry had some things to happen to her, but they say things got a little scary, honey, when Halle went snorkeling.
Ooh.
Yes, baby, this girl was snorkeling and a stingray, baby, snuck up right behind her, honey.
Oh,
she posted this picture and wrote, "Oh, then a ray rolled up on me." Huh? And that was not a Lee Ray, that was a stingray.
Right.
That stingray looks like all the Hollywood types lately we've been talking about.
Okay.
Like, what are you doing?
Okay. That's a Weinstein ray.
That's an executive stingray.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Prince George's Christmas list has been hand-delivered to Santa Claus in Finland.
What?
I guess Santa was in Finland, and Prince George's dad, Prince William, was in Finland, and he said, I'm going to be there, and Santa's going to be there at the same time, so I'm going to hand-deliver your Christmas list. And here's what might surprise you, though, you guys, is that Prince George only wants one thing for Christmas. There's only one thing on his list.
For Grandpa Charles to be king.
the only thing that he wants on his Christmas list is a police car.
Yep, he's certainly not from America.
He sure is.
He is not black and from America.
Okay, baby, because police cars make you run.
Okay, we want the opposite.
We see those whether we like it or not.
Yeah, right. Ask for a police car, ask for an ambulance.
Okay,
right.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. T-Pain is shedding some light on his popular songs, and we have been singing them all wrong. No. Yes.
It's not the one where he says he could buy you a mansion in Wisconsin, is it?
No, we know that. T-Pain revealed on Twitter that we've been singing the wrong lyrics to his song, Buy You a Drink. He wrote, it's and then, not ooh-wee. You know what I'm talking about? Buy you a drink. Ooh-oh. Whatever y'all say, it's and then.
Oh, I thought it said
that don't even sound like that at
But T-Pain continued to say, it's really whatever you want it to be. Just enjoy the song however you hear it. I just appreciate you listening. Hashtag buy you a drink. Hashtag thanks.
Oh, I'm going to have to really examine this one because I know he says, ooh wee.
Yeah, T-Pain tried to, is this dress blue or silver us with this song lyric?
Yeah, it makes more sense to say, and then buy you a drink, and then.
But once you have a drink, you're like, ooh wee.
Right.
But he's saying, ooh wee, I'm going to take you home with me. He's lying because the way we've been saying it rhymes with the lyric.
It's and then.
And then I'm taking you home with me.
You tried it. Oh, God. So then T-Pain took it a step further and revealed another song that we have been messing up, honey.
What?
He wrote, I don't want to throw another wrench in your childhood, but also it's everybody hands go up and they stay there and they say yeah.
Right.
They stay in the air.
I mean, how about we weren't really saying the songs wrong as much as we were fixing them for them?
Right.
I think we made them better.
It's called a rewrite, T-Pain.
Yes. The
rewrite. Take your ego out of it.
It was hard to hear over the auto-tune.
Yeah. Oh. That's a read. That's a
read.
You done read him. All right, well, up next, Tyrese has taken a much-needed vacation. So he and his wife are over in South Africa right now, and they had the opportunity to meet Winnie Mandela.
You got a lot of movies to watch.
A whole lot.
That's for you.
Come, darling. You are part of this whole gift.
Come on.
Thank you, friend. Thank you. Thanks to my boy.
I love you.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you, darling.
Quick question, is everything he does awkward? I don't know. I'm literally, I don't know. If that was super awkward, right?
It was. I was cringing. Yeah. Like, unless that's your real auntie, like, you don't kiss her in the mouth.
It's like
and then the wife did it, too, which was super awkward because she just did it because he did it.
Well, she probably thought it was tradition because he did it.
It ain't tradition.
Yeah.
Well, that would have been African.
And then he also gave her, like, a box set of Fast and Furious. But here's the messed up part. It's probably, like, region 1 coded, so she's not even going to be able to watch it.
I feel like you look up, you know, whenever you're traveling, I feel like you would look up, like, what is a great, respectful, customary gift that you would give somebody. And I don't think it's a box set of your own work. I just don't feel like it is. Maybe I'm wrong, but maybe.
No,
but Destination Exclusive, we now know what Winnie Mandela is re-gifting this Christmas.
She's like, perfect. I have a white elephant party I'm going to. This is going to be perfect.
Moving on, Paisley Park, Prince's home / recording studio. And sadly, where he died was turned into a museum late last year, and they have daily tours, and they host public events, and they're going to host a Super Bowl party because the Super Bowl is going to be in Minnesota this year.
Oh, all right, okay.
Oh, okay.
Well, the museum operators have just filed for an alcohol license.
Well, if you're going to have a Super Bowl party, you better have alcohol.
Well, the thing is that when Prince would have parties or events at his house, it was a strictly no alcohol zone and no meat zone. And
no cameras, right?
No cell phone.
No cell phone zone.
So no alcohol, no meat, no cell phone.
Yes.
Right.
He has strict rules while he was alive. So now they're saying, well, that's kind of disrespecting Prince by saying, we're getting an alcohol license.
I agree.
Yeah,
I mean, if he wouldn't allow it while he's alive, don't do it while he's dead.
Exactly.
Especially in his house. That's like his temple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't
but
like
seriously,
that.
Who's going to a Super Bowl party? You're like, so what are we drinking? They're like, oh, it's a dry Super Bowl.
True,
party.
But Heidi,
drink before you get there.
You can kill a pregame.
Yeah.
Okay? Be lit before you get there.
You can tailgate in front of the house.
Yeah.
Where's the
you
property
can
line?
And watch the game.
Maybe they'll have some raspberry sorbet.
Raspberry sorbet.
Coming up, we've got Jazz McGuire joining us right here in the studio, so don't go away.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all! Oh my gosh, this week the lovely Jazz McGuire stopped in to dish with us, and man, we had a blast. Check it out.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's give a big Dish Nation welcome to actress, singer, dancer, all-around dope human being, the one, the only, Jazz McGuire!
How are y'all?
We're doing great.
You?
I'm very excited to be here. Watch you all the time.
Thank you.
I find you all very knowledgeable.
Oh, yeah, we are.
Journalism at its best.
You're still popping. You got a brand new show.
Yes.
Called Superstition.
Yes.
What's the show about? Like, if you had
we're set in a bayou, like, you know, it's very reminiscent of Louisiana, fictitious town called La Rochelle. And the Hastings own a funeral home, but they don't just bury people. They kind of cross them over there into some magical situations. Mario Van Peebles co-created this. He's starring in it.
Okay.
And he looks very good, especially for 500 years old. Yeah. And then I found out my character was, you know, maybe 150. I said, well, I look good for 150.
Oh, God.
Because I was a little nervous, you know, being up against Mario. I have no excuse, you know.
All right, now, Ms. Guy, we know you get asked a lot of different world questions. So we're going to put a minute on the clock and see how many we can get in that time. You game?
What do I win?
You win...
Nothing.
Continue.
Oh, okay, thank you.
You get a bell.
Yeah,
from Georgia. It's a Southern bell.
Thank you, Gary, with the tea.
You're welcome. All right, check this out. What do you think Whitley and Dwayne would be up to right now?
I think they'd still be married, but their marriage would be in a little trouble. They're going to suffer from empty nest syndrome, and Whitley's going to have a kind of identity crisis. Plus, that ain't realistic. That's not what my friends are going through right now.
Gotcha.
We're either going through empty nest or we looking at our husbands like, what was I thinking?
Want that do-over.
Well, Debbie Allen said she wouldn't mind doing a reboot.
I would, too.
We all want to.
Let me tell y'all, when we get together, we have so much fun
family. Yeah.
And that's what I was going to ask you. Who do you keep in touch the most with? All of them are...
Gosh. Charnell, Charlie, who played Kimberly Reese, Cree, who has two little babies now.
Really?
I just saw Kadeem last week. We went to an HBCU in Texas that won some contest, and they won us.
Oh, that's what's up.
Do you still rock your human sweatshirt from time to time?
I didn't steal it from the set, and I wish I had because I didn't know how popular it would be.
Did you steal somebody from the set?
Yeah. I have the Art Deco, that Andy Warhol, like, picture of Whitley.
Yeah.
In storage. I don't know where to put it, but I thought it'd be cool to have.
When is the last time you...
Oh, and I have a lot of CDs if you want one. Have you heard
Try Me?
Try Me!
Hey! Yo! Oh, my God. I made up a dance routine to it.
You did?
What?
Oh, Brett, you are so cute. I would have loved... I want to see that one another day when we're together in a little tipsy.
I would give anything to meet you when I was in high school.
We'll do a version of Try Me.
Let's do it.
What would it take to bring you out of Try Me retirement?
I'll do it with Brett.
So, and
two gay boys that can dance.
Oh, that's
Gary ain't one of them. He can't dance.
He's going to hit you with a good Vogue. Kill him with the shoulders.
That's what we did. I think because I had the steppers. I don't remember.
Hey! Okay, you know there's this part in that number where I put my foot on a guy's shoulder. Oh. And then he lifts my leg, and I go under my leg, right?
Ooh.
Now, that I don't know if I could do it.
Well, yo, Jasmine Guy, we love you so much. We gotta
Thank you. Do it again.
And when, when the foot comes out of that boot, we got to do the leg thing. Let me
look at the video again. That'll help, because I'll remember.
Be sure you check out Superstition 10, 9 Central on Sci-Fi every Friday night. One time, y'all, Miss Jasmine Guy.
Jasmine Guy!
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation. You missed us because we missed you a lot.
We sure did.
Thanks. Let's talk about Armie Hammer. He made headlines when he up and quit Twitter the other day following a BuzzFeed article which criticized his career and pointed out how many chances he as a white man gets to try to make it in Hollywood. Mm. So Armie Hammer fired back at the article, called the writer bitter as and then he just altogether deleted his Twitter account.
Well, dang. He should not let one article affect his whole outreach to his fans.
Right.
Yeah, just because Lucina let you kick the ball, Charlie Brown, you don't go home.
Yeah, forget them. Right.
Well, you stick around.
Yes.
So he's out promoting his new movie called Call Me By Your Name, and he was asked about it, and he said, I just have no impulse control, so if somebody says something stupid, I couldn't help but to say something back. Then it just exploded. This is a toxic environment, and my life is way better off. It's so funny. People are so addicted and into Twitter, it seems crazy that someone could walk away from it. They're like, wait, he deleted it? It was actually really easy.
True. That is so true.
Really? Still on that Instagram, though.
Yeah. He just fell into the clap back. It happened, sweetie. It's all right. You can clap back and then stay online. That's all right.
Hashtag you're doing it wrong. You're supposed to clap back at somebody and then block them.
Yes, that's right.
You're supposed
to
clap back and then quit Twitter.
Thank you. And now on Twitter, you don't even have to block them. You can just mute them so they think they cussing you out and you ain't seeing none of it.
I love it.
Really? I love that part.
Love it.
I like to welcome people to the block party. Like, what? His tweets are protected. Usually I put out such enough of a good positive energy into the universe. I don't get a lot of haters per se.
Yeah.
But when I do get one, I am like the Robert Blake of the clap
you
back.
I'm gonna
kill you and I'm gonna get away with it.
You're gonna go on their personal page and say something and curse them on yours. Mm-hmm.
And then I'm gonna go on their Facebook and find child pictures of them and pictures of their parents and talk about their furniture.
Who has time? He does. Moving on, Cardi B is in the UK, and in an interview, she revealed that she's a big fan of the royal family, especially Prince Harry.
So you say you want to meet Prince Harry?
Yes.
Would you perform at the wedding?
Yup.
Really? Would you charge them?
Nope.
Really?
Babe, Cardi B putting it out there. She want to come to the wedding, honey.
Yes, honey.
She want to go down to the wedding, and she want to perform.
Would you perform for free?
No.
Oh.
Not for free?
Not even to say you did it for the king and the king of England?
The king and the Wales and the princes and the princesses and all them princesses, kings to be, they got some paper.
Okay. What?
Yeah.
I'll go down there and I don't know what they want me to do. I'll go do the chingy ball for free. I'm finna go do it. That's history right there. I go do the chingy.
No paper.
<I'm> like, who invited her? Who asked her to perform? All for free. You could just
guards.
Just hit me
off
up
for the head.
Yeah. All right, y'all. So before we head to break, honey, just want to take a second, y'all, to remind you that Christmas is right around the corner. So if you need the perfect gift for your loved ones or yourself, we've got a brand new batch of Dish gear, honey. Now it's coming your way. So head over to dishnation.com/dishgear to get shirts, hats, and mugs so you can sip some tea boo with me.
Or me.
So don't go anywhere because there's more Dish Nation coming after the break.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, Christmas decorations are in full swing. It is the holiday season. People are decking their houses with boughs of holly. They're trimming their Christmas trees, trimming their houses. And now they're decorating their beards.
Merry Christmas. This feels weird.
Yes, they're called beardaments. And it is in full swing. Like, you are starting the trend. It is happening. And this is what is putting people in the holiday spirit.
You should see the mistletoe on my belt.
Okay, so would you go out to a party with these on?
I think I would.
You would, okay.
Yeah, I definitely would. Because, I mean, the ugly sweater party, this is only going to put me at one step over the top.
I'm going to win. Yeah, I will say I am a little jealous. Because it's festive. Like, I have nothing festive happening.
Do you want to add a ball to my beard?
I was just hoping you weren't going to ask me if I wanted
Oh, my gosh. This feels so weird. I don't know if I can wear this all day long.
You look festive. I'm jealous.
Whole season.
I don't have anything. It's the day I became Jewish.
I can almost see your menorah. And majorah.
Woodrow provided by Robert Grant. Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.